But anyway, let's make the boy feel real at the... really feel at home when we get him out here. He's done a good job yesterday over here handling some of the shows and doing some MC work here this afternoon. And he does a good job on anything he picks up to play, and he plays just about anything and can pick up just about anything, especially the things that ain't nailed down. Let's give him a nice hand. Mike Seeger.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, folks. I'm going to start off with an auto harp instrumental entitled Victory Ray. Thank you so much. I'm very proud to be here again for the third year, and I'm going to play a couple tunes here for you, some old-time music. It won't strictly be bluegrass. The auto harp isn't a bluegrass instrument, and I don't play bluegrass banjo or anything like that, but it's kind of old-timey. It'll give you some of the ideas of something back the other side of bluegrass, and I hope you'll enjoy it. On your left is my wife, Alice, and she's going to play guitar and do some more singing, I think, when Hazel gets here later on in the week. Give her a hand, will you? And a good friend of mine from back when I was just hearing about bluegrass for the first time in the early 50s, he's now the general manager of Bluegrass Unlimited. That's Pete Kuykendall. Give him a hand, will you? I'm going to do a song that's been brought into bluegrass by Ralph Stanley, but I'm going to take it back again. This is the old-time way of doing Man of Constant Sorrow.
Sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I find. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. It's farewell, my own true lover. I never expect to see you again. Far in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. You may bury me in some deep valley for many years. Then you may learn to love another. while I am sleeping in my grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
I'd like to dedicate a song to one of the fine old-time banjo players who's recently passed away. His name is Wade Warr. He played in the old-time drop-thumb style. And this is a song that was much associated with him and the place that he lived down in near Galax, Virginia. It's the Chilly Winds. Alice? She's back here somewhere. Well, it looks like I'm just going to do this with a bass player here. Alice, why don't you come out here and help me on the guitar? It's in G, like almost everything else I do. It's in G. Have you got that G run all tuned up there? Okay, leave that one out. Just back me up. Now this, Alice and I were lucky enough to go out to Australia and New Zealand and Japan playing old-time country songs, some folk songs for the people out that way in October, November, December of last year. And we played them, some singing just where you sing without any music at all, you know, just no instruments at all. And then we did some where you play the spoons and some mandolin and guitar and a whole lot of different things, banjo and fiddle. And this is one of the things that we did. It's done in the old days, especially in Kentucky, East Kentucky. The tune actually comes from Tennessee. Both Tex and Bill Northcutt know this song. It's called The Lost Indian. Thank you. should have had you tune that thing. I'd like to have Pete do a tune for you. This is one that was, I believe, written by Jimmy Murphy. He was around Knoxville, a guitar player there who recorded for some records back in the 50s, and he just played him and a bass, you know, and then he sang this song, Electricity, or We Live a Long, Long Time to Get Old, some of those kinds of songs. And Pete's gonna try to tune up my antique there and do it for you. Pete?
Thank you, Mike. Let me see if I can get this thing in tune, and while I'm up here, I will make a couple of requests or information. We do have the reader poll, and it's for the readers of Bluegrass Unlimited. You can pick them up at the table tomorrow all through the festival, and we will have a box there to put them in so you won't have to mail them back. And there are various suggestions in there, features that you like in the magazine, features that you don't like, and this is our way of trying to make it your magazine and what you want in it as much as we possibly can. We have also got, of course, the bumper stickers, which you've probably seen some around. This is one that Jimmy Murphy used to do, and it's in an open tuning. Some of you who are into blues and things like that will recognize it as an open D tuning. But he was one of the first of the country people that I've ever heard do it. He was a fantastic guitar player, and I'm sorry that I don't do him justice. I wish he were here to do it for you. And
Come on, enjoy it.
Oh. It's a little bit of a semi-sacred number called Electricity. You can't see electricity, I'm moving on the line. How in the world can you doubt it when you can see it shine? When you get salvation, Lord, the current you can feel. Don't have to have nobody to tell you that it's real. You can't see electricity, I'm moving on the line. How in the world can you doubt it when you can see it shine? When you get salvation, Lord, the current you can feel. You have to have nobody to tell you that it's real. Some people don't believe in religion, they think it's all a fake. It's just as real, good people, as eating a T-bone steak. It's as sweet as any honey that any bee could make, with a big old sugar molasses and a great big chocolate cake. You can't see electricity, I'm moving on the line. How in the world can you doubt it when you can see it shine? When you get salvation, Lord, the current you can feel. You have to have nobody to tell you that it's real.
Alice and I would like to do one final song now. It's a song that Blue Sky Boys made up in the 30s. They were very much admirers of the old Monroe Brothers and of Bill Monroe. We do it not exactly like them. It's more like bluegrass the way we do it.
We like to do this song especially for Mr. and Mrs. Turley and Bertha Monroe, who are very good friends of ours.